Hey everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I'm a Choice Tax Relief. This is going to be a very quick video because it's a quick answer for Julian Newman, 8720, who says, "Hey Logan, I owe the IRS taxes. Does logging into the IRS site and looking at account transactions reports notify the IRS and risk them pursuing me? Or is that only if I call them?" I have good news for you, Julian. Neither logging into the IRS website nor calling the IRS increases your risk of the IRS pursuing you. The IRS already has an algorithm in place for when it's going to get to your case and put you in collections if you're not there already, or assign you to a revenue officer if you haven't been assigned to a revenue officer yet and you meet the IRS's thresholds for revenue officer assignment. That's already predetermined by IRS algorithms. And calling the IRS or looking up your information online to get more information about your IRS account does not affect that algorithm. And if you think about it, kind of like, why would it affect it, right? The IRS is interested in collecting as much money as it can, as quickly as it can, and whether or not a taxpayer logged into their IRS account or called the IRS about their balance doesn't really affect that calculus, in terms of the IRS getting as much money as they can, as quickly as they can. So Julian, I would encourage you to research your own IRS account, log into that website, call the IRS, ask questions. Now, I will say that sometimes when taxpayers shoot themselves in the foot is when they're on the phone with the IRS and the IRS is really pressing them to pay them, either pay them all immediately or get into some kind of high dollar amount installment agreement, right? Because remember, the IRS's goal is to collect as much as it can, as quickly as it can. And so sometimes taxpayers shoot themselves in the foot by providing more information to the IRS than is prudent. So that's something I would say there, Julian. But research away. Ask basic questions of the IRS. Just be careful when giving answers to the IRS because they can use those answers against you in terms of collections activity, right? And that is something that could trigger something, right? If you say something to the IRS about your situation. But simply researching your information, right? Asking them questions about your account, going online, pulling your data, that's not going to trigger collections activity or them pursuing you, as you phrased it. All right, folks, thanks so much for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. It's one of the shorter ones today. If you have a tax debt, at least $10,000 in tax debt, or have multiple years of unfiled returns, you qualify for a free consultation with Choice Tax Relief. You can visit us at choicetaxrelief.com. There should be a little button popping up here that'll take you to our website. You can fill out the form on our homepage or give us a call at 866-8000-TAX, and we will speak with you then. All right, folks, thanks so much for watching. See you next video. Bye-bye.